can a woman be a moheles? In other words, we know there's a mitzvah of milah, and traditionally speaking, a man usually is the mohel and does the circumcision. However, what is the status of a woman? A woman doctor, a woman moheles, whatever the case be. Yesterday we discussed that a woman is exempt from her obligation to circumcise her son. We learned that from a pasuk that when God told Avraham, you should take care of the circumcision for Yitzchak, you and not Sarah, we learned out lo v'lo la, that a woman's exempt. And we gave different reasons why we need a pasuk if it's a time-oriented mitzvah anyway, and women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs, why do we need a pasuk? So we gave different reasons, either assuming it's not time-oriented, or it's not time-oriented because you could do a milah shelo b'tzmana all the time, day and night, or we explain it's an aseh sheish bo kares, and we gave different reasons why you would need a pasuk. But the bottom line is a woman is exempt from her obligation to her son. However, that's only her personal obligation. But regarding, we said if there's no father, the community based in that's an obligation. So else the community is based in, so then a woman perhaps has an obligation. So the question is, can a woman be a mohelis? So our first answer seems to be a no-brainer. Of course she can. Well, I mean, of course she can, but it's a pasuk in the Chumash, it seems to imply that way. Vatikach Miriam. Moshe's, not Miriam, Sipora. Moshe's wife took, circumcised the children. So it says Vatikach, and it says she took the knife, the tzor, and she did the mila. So that should be at first glance that everyone should agree. However, it's a sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Zayin in 27 in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. And there's a machokas in the Gemara whether a woman can be a mohelas or not. The discussion of the Gemara is first, can a Gentile be a mohel? Could a non-Jewish doctor, I'm assuming that's the only person who would know how to do a mila, but a non-Jew period, whether he's a doctor or not, maybe he's good with his hands and his knives, I don't know, but can a Gentile be a mohel? So that's clear cut, the answer is no. The Gemara says no. It's a discussion, the Gemara, based on which pasuk. The Gemara quotes two different verses to exclude a non-Jew. But the bottom line is, it's the same answer, no. If that's the case, so what's the difference? Why do I need two verses? Why not just quote one? So that's what the Gemara says. The practical difference would be whether a isha, a woman, could be a mohelas. According, based on one verse, it'd be a not only is a guy out, a Gentile, but also a woman. According to the other pasuk, woman in, Gentile out. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether a woman could be a mohelas, whether she's allowed to be a mohelas. And the Gemara says, so according to the opinion that says yes, I understand, they have the pasuk in the Chumash. But according to the opinion that says no, what do they do with the pasuk in Chumash? So the Gemara gives, the Gemara says, well, maybe she just told someone else to do it, but she didn't do it herself. Or perhaps she started it, but Moshe or someone else finished it. So either way, it's 2 days in the Gemara, and it's a discussion. The Rishonim, whether an Isha could be a Mohela. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's preferable that a man be the Mohel. However, let's say during a time of need, let's say it could have been, whether it's during the times of the Holocaust, or let's say you're out in the Philippines somewhere, and you don't have a mohel around. So, and that's what I think the Shach writes. What does it mean, a time of need? If it's day 8, if it's Yom Shmini, and the baby's healthy, and you don't have a male mohel around, then that's considered a time of need, and then you can use a woman. Again, you know, so that might be a discussion, how far you wait. Do you have to, if you know you're going to get a meal tomorrow, but according to the Shach, he seems to say, Ashas Hetchach, it's good. And everyone agrees, b'di'evit, it's good. That's the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. It's better not to, because it's a machokas in the Gemara and the poskin, but we, the Ramah paskins, an Isha can be. So even though she's clearly exempt, Kasher Tziva Oso V'lo Oso, she's clearly exempt from the obligation of circumcising Hassan, nevertheless, she's included under the rubric of based in, that she can be a mohelis. What about Yisro Mummer? What about a Jew who basically doesn't keep all or most of the commandments? There's a status in halacha called the Yisro Mummer, and we see for certain halachas, a Yisro Mummer is classified as a guy. And for certain halachas, someone who's a who doesn't keep the mitzvahs, a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs in certain areas is classified as a Gentile. Let me just point out at the outset, no, he can't be your Shabbos guy. He's 100% Jewish, this person. No one's saying for a second he's not Jewish. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yisrael, Chachata Yisrael, we know no matter how much a Jew sins, it's a discussion if he leaves to another religion, etc. But barring extreme circumstances, it's a no-brainer that a Jew who sins is still a Jew. So you can't use him for your Shabbos guy. You can't sell the chametz to him. We're not talking about that. He's certainly a Jew. But regarding certain halachas, a Yisrael Mummer is classified as a guy. So therefore the question is, by Mila, what is the situation? So many Rishonim bring down that a Yisrael Mummer cannot be a Moel. A Yisrael Mummer, regarding the din of Mila, he has a din of a guy, and therefore he cannot do, a non-observant Jew cannot be the Moel. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Vilna Gaon, who quotes the Tosis and Rabbeinu Tam, that he can be a, that a Yisrael Mummer can be a Moel. So, again, so how do we pass? So I'll give you a Maisa Shahaya. There was a chaplain out in the Philippines. This is many years ago. I heard the story from Rav Schechter, that he was married, had a wife. She used to go into the mikveh in the water. There were no mikvehs. She used to go in the water, but, you know, there were sharks in the water, but she used to wear a bathrobe. I guess psychologically she felt protected if she was wearing a bathrobe that the sharks weren't going to get her. So either way, she became pregnant and she had a baby boy. So the question was, obviously in the Philippines, you're not going to get a Moel. And he said, and that this happened to be, there happened to be a totally non-observant Jew who was a doctor who knew how to do circumcision. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik, what should I do? Should I have the Yisrael Mummer do the circumcision? How do we paskin? So he said, let me talk to my father about it, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he discussed it with his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he said, it depends. Since you're a firm person, and we know you're going to make sure that whenever you get back into society again, you're going to make sure, we're not worried about you not having a mila for your child. So whatever it is, better for you, whether it's going to be 6 months, a year, 2 years, I'm not sure how long he went, but in his scenario, it was going to be, I think, 6 months to a year until he was going to come back to America. He said, okay, better to wait. Better not to do the mila yidei Yisrael Mummer and do it properly in a year from now. That's what he did. However, he said, in a scenario, let's say you're talking about a non-observant family, and who knows, but you know, when it's day eight, the baby's not going to feel it so much, or we didn't. The baby cries at the meal. We're not sure why he cries. Is he cries because, you know, you have 100 people looking over him, everyone have all the cameras, the light, or it's a discussion whether he actually feels the pain or not on Yom Shemini. Different opinions among the doctors, whatever. So, but it's much, whatever the case is, it's a lot easier to get the mila done on day eight than year 5, year 15. Every time you go on, it's less likely that a person's gonna get the mila done. So therefore, he says, if it's a concern where you're concerned that if you don't do the mila now, it's not going to get done, then he said, better rely on the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and Avodah Zarah that a non-observant Jew, Yisrael Mummer, is good. So therefore, it's better. So we see the order is, obviously, an observant Jewish male is number one. And Isha, we paskin is good. It's just since a machlokas, if you have a male mohel, it's better than a woman. But if there's no one else and the shach says it's Yom Shemini, a woman should do it. But everyone agrees a woman's good, whether she should have done it or not. Even if there's a male around, but if a woman does it, the bottom line, the meal is good. Regarding Yisrael Mumer, that's a real shaila. And Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, it's a machlok, we should have the psak in Shulchan Aruch, as Yisrael Mumer is not good. And therefore, you should eat, if you can ensure the meal will be done, better to wait until you get back and find a Yisrael kosher to do it. But if in a scenario where you're not sure if the person's ever going to do a meal again, then better to at least rely on Rabbeinu Tam Shita that you could do it. In fact, this question isn't this related just to Mila. Yisrael Mumer comes up. Many people are shocked when they hear it, but the issue, we're all familiar with the halacha of wine and Yayin Mevushel. We know that there's a concept that a non-Jew, a Gentile, can't touch the wine. And again, so that goes back to the time when the Mizbeach, they might use it for Avodah Zorah, the wine libations. But still, the halacha still applies, Stam Yenam, that a non-Jewish can't be involved with the process of wine. So again, so we have a heter. One of the leniencies is Yayin Mevushel, that if it's cooked wine, so therefore, since it can't be brought on the Mizbeach, so therefore, we are lenient today that if you have Yayin Mevushel, it's not an issue. That's why this goes back probably 20, 30 years when I was in YU, and there was some big event going on in Manhattan for, I guess, the president or something close to that. I guess it was about a $25,000 a head meal, and they called up, and I guess they were serving the good wine, not Bartanura, but Yayin She'ino Mavusho. They were making wine, and they called up YU to send over Jewish waiters. I wonder, I don't know if they were makpid on Jewish observant waiters or not, but they at least got Jewish waiters. But we all know, we're familiar with the halacha, that if a non-Jew touches wine in Shana Mavushu, you can't drink it. However, not so many people are familiar with the halacha. What about a Yisrael Mummer? What about a non-observant Jew if he touches wine? So again, so that's a discussion in the post Kapashis and Yisrael Mummer regarding this. Many bring down is, in fact, I think Rav Schechter quotes, he thinks that's the normative halacha based on Rav Svi Pesach Frank, that one should be makpid, that if you have a non-observant Jew, you shouldn't be serving Yayin Shein Mevushel, or if you do, make sure you're taking care of the issue because it's problematic. And in fact, there's a shaila today about pasteurized wine, that it's a whole discussion among the poskim, how high does the degree get for, is all wines pasteurized, are they not? So there's more room as well if it's pasteurized but not cooked. So you have already a svek sveka, you already have another doubt to rely on. If it's Yayin Shein Mevushel, so therefore it's best that a non-observant Jew not touch it. I'm not saying, so then there's a discussion today, perhaps today, the issue of a Tinok Shenishba, today, the non-observant Jews have a status of a child that was taken captive, but they don't know. It's not the days where they were rebelling, and most don't know. So therefore, there are poskim who are makel today regarding, if non-observant Jews touch the wine. So l'chatchil, it's clear, it's best to avoid the shaila. But obviously in different places out of town where it's a common occurrence, where you have non-observant people at your meals all the time, so obviously the best thing is not to serve Yayin Shein Mevushel, but push comes to shove, the normative halacha is to be machmir. However, you know, probably in out-of-town communities, perhaps the minhag might be to make, on this specific case, but that's what depends on this issue. But that Yisrael Mummer, having a status of a guy, even though he's a Jew, but regarding certain halachas, Chazal treated Yisrael Mummer as a guy, just for those things, but he's definitely a Jew. You can't use him as a Shabbos guy, so that is Mechiras Chametz. So to summarize, the conclusion is, a Gentile is definitely out for doing the circumcision, based on two different psukim. Machokas in the Gemara regarding a woman, we pass in a woman is okay, but l'chatchil we go with a man, but if there's no one else around, then a woman could do it. And regarding Yisrael Mummer, The psak in Shulchan Aruch is that you cannot do it. That's why the Rav said better to wait till you come back. But b'di'evad, you're concerned that they're not going to do the bris at all, so better at least rely on Rabbeinu Tam Shita and have the bris. And we find that it's not only related to bris, but we have these halachas as well by Yayin, that if a non-Jew touches wine, we know it's no good. But there's a discussion regarding Yisrael Mummer touching Yayin Sheinu Mavush. So different communities have different customs to what you're going to rely on, but obviously it's best to avoid the issue. But, you know, there's what to discuss if it happens. Let's say for whatever reason, you have no choice, you have to do it. So there are those who say, you know, Yesham, perhaps Yesham I Lismoch, today they're Tinoch Shanishba, you could rely on it b'di'eved. If a Yisrael Mummer did pour wine, then there's, you know, I'm not saying there's nothing to rely on, but that's not the normative halacha.